Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. I'm the host with the most, and rumor has it possibly a sinus infection. I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and nobody makes out with Miss Amanda.
Did you say who you were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, hey.
I was the one that said that maybe, yeah, never mind. Anyways.
Sure, we'll go
Oh, wait a minute. I liked your kisses Saturday. Huh. Sure we didn't make it out with anybody? Well, there's the look that says it all. Have another cocktail. Anywho, just saying. We had a fun weekend this weekend. I had a great weekend.
Just gonna look down. Yeah,
everybody's pondering, going, wait a minute. It was a blast this weekend. Well, first of all, let's do this part. It's the medicine. We'll kick it in. I'm not contagious now. For those of you listening, shut up.
You said you were contagious with a sinus infection anyway.
This is important. I stress this. I'm not contagious now. So I'm available for get-togethers, parties, and events. Anyways, okay, so. this is season 6, episode 278. 278. 278. Thank you very much. Don't let anyone you don't know touch your baggage. Anywho, sponsors, we've got them. Who do we got? MotorBunny.com. It'll thump your pussy till you come every time, guaranteed. MotorBunny.com. Go there today and get your fix.
I wouldn't say guaranteed.
But it'll thump it. I didn't say it's guaranteed to get you off. It'll thump it.
I'll thump it.
Yeah. We gave one of those away this weekend.
Mm-hmm, sure did.
SmokingMeatBBQTreats.com. You know what it'll do? It'll make your meat taste better. If you'd like to try some on your meat today, go to SmokingMeatBBQTreats.com. Make sure you use Casba15 and get your 15% discount on all 6 of their delicious flavors. ASF Lifestyle Magazine.com. If you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the lifestyle, check it out today. Which Michael's on yet. He was going to be on because of our conversation until 2 in the morning. So he's all excited to be on today. So he's not listening right now yet.
Well, maybe it hasn't kicked in for him yet.
Well, we're going to give him shit no matter what. We gave away our Motor Bunny. Jim won the Motor Bunny. We gave away some crazy Winter Nights prize package valued at over $500.
Wait a minute, like as in Jim and Allison?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to ask him how that goes.
Yeah, you were drunk. You didn't see that part. A lot of tonight is going to be a recap for Miss Amanda to find out what exactly happened at the Halloween party. Because I don't know who got the No More Wet Spot blanket.
Apparently,
at that point in time, I was either A, practicing taking jello shots with my tongue to try to impress Angela how good my tongue game was, or B, spending quality time meeting somebody that was.
Is that why you had me come over and say, hey, Amanda, take this jello shot? We want to see you get it clean.
Right, yes. What happened was I ended up having so many jello shots that I literally was full. I had like 40 jello shots. I sweated out jello. But I was trying to impress two girls over there. So I was trying to impress Angela.
Did I impress anybody?
I have no idea. I wasn't worried about what you were doing. I was trying to impress Angela and Kat. And then in the process, I was eating. I literally had 40 jello shots. Okay. You want to know what my poop was made of on Sunday? Jello.
Straight ew. Jello. No, I don't want to know.
Yeah, well, now you do. There you go. you can't do. See, yes, I was getting. It was only the red ones, damn it. The red ones weren't coming out with my tongue.
Ew.
I mean, the red jello shots, but let's just not go there. Anywho, so, we got a lot to talk about with that. But somebody want a No More Wet Spot blanket? Don't know who that was. Hopefully it didn't get stolen. There's Michael's on. Hey, you missed your introduction.
Anyway, keep going.
So, Jim and got the Motor Bunny, so they'll have to tell us if that thumps correctly. And then Mike and Vonnie got the KWN prize pack.
Did they really?
They did, yeah. Hey, you know, it's funny. That was the exact same reaction when I told you that they'd won right after they won it.
Fuck off. Like,
really? So there you go. So we had a great time. There was a lot of fun to be had. One thing we did not have any of that was sleep. No sleep. Very little sleep. Just saying. So, and that was all right. But everybody had a good time. I think, if not, I got nothing. So, yeah, see, there you go.
She, you know, saying, what I know, I read she, that.
Well, we got to read that on to people that aren't reading.
I was impressed she was upright at the end of the night, Amanda. Well, actually, laying down is probably where I would probably prefer to be, but.
Yeah, you didn't spend any time on your back.
Well, I fell a couple times with that.
Okay, yeah, no. All right, Mo.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Someday you all have to come to our party and meet Mo, because Mo's cool as fuck. And Mo loves, because I hate Southern Comfort. I drink a lot of Southern Comfort. But Mo and I had a shot together, had a shooter. And I don't know if Mo, do you go to like some sort of like shitty Shooters R Us? Because he had this peach fucking vodka shit that just pretty much tastes like you just licked somebody's dirty butthole. It was, we both like, ah, this is where I wished I smoked, because that would have held that fucker down bigger than life, just saying. But yeah, so.
You want to know what I learned Saturday night? Or dawned on me on Sunday?
What's that?
You need to eat more than just one sandwich for lunch.
You sure do. I didn't have breakfast.
I didn't have dinner. I didn't have any. I had a cookie when I was waiting for people to show up.
What else did you do?
I only made one fucking drink, damn it.
Yes, and you stuck with that theme the whole night. I only had one drink.
No, I made one drink.
You made one drink, and then you became, you were the official Crazy Casba moocher.
No, people said, no. I don't mooch when people go, here, try this. Here, try this.
See, look, it's the first sign of a problem. She's not willing to take responsibility for it. No, that's actually, yeah, that, hydrate.
Not I had liquor. Fucking water.
You kept losing the water. That's what was fun.
Yeah, I kept setting it down.
But it was fun. I had been stressing about this thing the whole time.
All night. I remember that.
People had fun. With one slight faux pas where the lights were on, the music started outside. I think I was talking to a girl. Imagine that.
I was inside. I panicked. And I remember it.
I made you load up on the bus. I was like,
I know.
Yep. I'm like, get on the bus.
I didn't think I was bad until someone was shoving me on a bus.
That's because you were drunk and you weren't in a position to make those decisions.
But I remember turning to Randy, telling him it was all his fault, and he only gave me two swigs of that cinnamon stuff.
Yes, Alex and Beth, you are also fucking. The costumes. Alex and Beth had an awesome costume. They were censors.
Yes,
that was fucking awesome. Oh my god, there were so many badass, so many fucking costumes. So Scott won the costume. Now we did not vote. You and I did not vote on the costume. We let the crowd vote. We didn't count the tally. We didn't tally with nothing. Mm-mm. Scott, I'm going to have to get his permission, because we're going to have to post a picture of him and I together on stuff so people can see. People always think that he's me, and his costume was as if you ordered Cole off of Wish, this is what you get. Because Scott's like, what, about a foot shorter than I am?
No, I'm a foot shorter than you are. Scott's taller than I am.
Everybody's taller than you at home. So 6 inches. He's 2 inches shorter than I am. That's it. Otherwise, we look identical. So, needless to say, and that's so that people were like, you were drunk and you were confused who you were dancing with.
I was drunk and I know who I was dancing with. Don't confuse that shit. There was one time I was dancing, I looked up and I just saw just the side. I'm like, oh, Cole. No, that's not Cole, that's Scott.
I would walk by and people were like, I thought you were out dancing with Amanda. Like, no, that's so. Scott is going to be my official double. We're going to take him everywhere.
Stunt double.
Yeah, he's going to be my stunt
double.
I'm sorry. Careful what you wish for. Yeah. So you're going to be my official stunt double.
He looked just like you.
There were people. He danced like me, too. That was what was funny. There were people that came as middle fingers with our logos on the back. That was all. There was a million. Just kick-ass costumes.
Stunt cock.
Awesome. There you go. Rock on. That would be perfect. Careful what you wish for. I just saying. So, oh my God. Yeah. So, Brian and his wife. Sonny and Cher. And she was Sonny. And as God is my witness, you had to do a double take. Because she had actual fur on her chest and the whole...
It was hair.
It was hair. And I touched it and I was like, oh my God, it feels like you'd shaven pubes and put on there. It felt like... It was amazing. It was so much fun. Everybody's fucking... We just appreciate everybody coming and having a good time. So it was awesome. It was a blast. So, and then we went to the hotel afterwards, and there was partying out in the hotel and out in the parking lot and out in the, and downstairs, and there was partying everywhere, and it was a great time. Good time with Sad Fi all. Just saying. You want to add anything to that? We fucked. We were tired, but we fucked.
We went back to the room at 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. By then, I was sober.
You were, and I was exhausted.
And we fucked.
You were jumping around like a spider monkey. Cause you're
I
like,
was.
Three times you were like kneeing. You had your knee in my fucking gut and chest. And like, ah! But we fought through. It was awesome. So then I coughed for an hour and slept for 2 hours. And then got up and away we went for the day.
Yeah.
New to say, it was fun. It was awesome. It was a great time. So that was fun. Good times had by all. So then here we are. So... Let's talk about some interesting things that are coming up. Okay, shall we? This is a show with no focus, no rhyme, no reason at all.
You weren't in 213, were you? No, we were in 211.
No, we were in 206.
Oh, see? I don't even know where the fuck we were at.
Jesus. So, last night, because, you know, we're going to Exotica in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Right? So... Last night, I was talking to our buddy who's owns the agency that you're going to be is representing you and blah, 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 blah. And what did I show you pictures of this morning? Don't remember. So,
Yeah.
So, you're going to be doing Slut Wife Confessions.
Okay.
You're going to be doing that when you're out there, which will be cool, which means you got to work on your stuff for that.
Right.
So what you want to check it out, it's like a series of three videos. There's nobody else, but you'll be jacking off and it's not fucking hot. And then you're going to be working with a married transvestite couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're going to be doing that. So absolutely. I am officially, while I'm out there, I'm just hoping there's space for me. I am actually my buddy's mental fluffer. That is my job description. Because he's got more fucking chicks staying in that booth. I don't think there's going to be space for me. So apparently, he's going as a polar bear. He's going to be wearing a kilt and a polar bear hat around. And I'm going to be wearing my Santa around. And I said, that seems silly. And then he had me go to Pornhub and type in Santa porn. And I went, well, I'll be damned. So.
Did the guys look like fake Santas?
Some of them just like fucking rip porn stars, you know. But there's elves. You'll need your elf costume. And there's some older Santas. And there's some all kinds of stuff. So. This Santa's fucking getting excited. Just saying. You never know. Anyway, so yeah, so that's going to be our thing. So we're going to be all over that. It's going to be hot. Hot.
Is it going to be hot? Are you sure?
Hot. Yeah. Because my Santa suit's hot.
I know.
My whole thing is I can't wait to find somebody who really... I'm going to have to find somebody... Because apparently this show is like way out. This is like the party show. This is their biggest one.
Okay.
Right, like 15,000 to 20,000 people a day go through the show. This is the wild one where the stars really party and go hard and have fun. So I am going to need to be looking for someone who wants to look the sweaty toy sack because in a Santa suit all day, that motherfucker is going to be moist. Just saying. So there you go.
Something maybe to look forward not.
I will do a shot of Southern Cover. Mo, every time I'm going to start...
Mixed with lemonade is awesome.
I'm going to start bringing Southern Cover. I'm going to surprise Mo the next time, and I'm going to give him a shot before he gives me a shot. There you go.
I'm sorry, Mo.
Yeah, this is...
I think in my drunken state I told him.
No, I'm going to beat him to it. We're going to... You know what? Mo and I are going to get drunk on a whole big bottle of Southern Comfort. Watch the shenanigans happen from there. Mo, we're going to need bail money. Just saying. Fireball, please. Dude, we've got to upgrade you from Fireball and get you to Jack Fire. But we'll do it. Well, whatever you want. I'm there for you.
Apparently what I was drinking on Saturday, taking sips of, was really good cinnamon whatever.
I think this is where you got kind of confused.
No.
I think your sips got, guzzle sips kind of get a little.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I don't take guzzle
no,
sips.
No, of course not.
But that's
nope,
okay.
Nope. Nope, sure don't.
Because I don't want to end up drunk.
You fell down.
Dancing, I remember doing it once.
Uh-huh. Yep, you sure did. All on your own, for no apparent reason.
I remember LaVon going, oh, and I'm like, I'm fine, uh-huh. Laughing.
Yep.
Yeah, Amanda doesn't like drunk Amanda.
Well, everybody else does. You are a hit. You are
apparently,
fucking right.
I was dancing all over the place.
You Uh-oh. I don't know if we can hire Jessica
anymore.
Oh, hell no. Well, all right.
Fireball is not better than Jack Fire.
Here's the thing. There's only one way to do this right. Well, just to get one bottle of each, and we'll drink them both and see which one makes us throw up first.
Ew.
What?
Makes us throw up first?
Well, yeah. You okay? All right?
I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, checking it out. All right, so now it's onward and upward, though, because we're only like 93 days. Well, I drooled.
For another party.
Before KWN. So we're onward and upward, and off to KWN we go. Dun, 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 dun. So it's full speed ahead to the shenanigans that is KWN.
All righty.
Absolutely. So, and so here's the thing. So, you know... It's not a KWN. What could possibly go wrong? We'll be tagged in a building, dude. It'll be perfect. So, we've got the big news, obviously, is ASN is our corporate sponsor. It's our primary corporate sponsor for Crazy Winter Nights this year. Which is awesome. So right now, already we have Shimmers, just a few Shimmers, Unicorn Landing, Whispers, ASN, and there's more of just some of the national sponsors that we have. So we've got more coming. So we've got all kinds of stuff. So that is really fucking badass. We're super jazzed about that. This I didn't do shit today because I was feeling under the weather. Some girl got me sick.
So
that's gonna be a fucking just stupid party, stupid good time party,
stupid
good time party. But the nice thing is we're keeping the riffraff out. That's what we keep the riffraff out. We actually just banned a national show yesterday because they're riffraff and we don't have riffraff come to our shit. So that's one of those things. It's kind of fun. You get to do that when you're known to put on quality events. So it's gonna be fun. So get your tickets, get all your rooms and all that shit because it's now like my brain is consumed. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, the worms flip your knuckle on my snout. I'm consumed with KWN. Well, actually, Exotica.
No, Exotica.
But then KWN, and I'll be doing stuff for KWN at Exotica, and my penis will be hopefully being used somewhere in the process. Did I see chocolate cake?
Chocolate creme brulee tequila for this weekend's party.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Tequila, nothing.
Shh. Hush. Pause. What party are you going to, young lady? We need to know that, because if I'm going to be there, that's a definite important thing. Just saying. I'll be there.
Okay, well, could be. You need to make your time wisely.
Just saying. All right, so that's awesome. I don't like tequila either, but Friday night I had like 10 shots of it.
No,
I actually, for this weekend, this is the truth.
We'll see her there.
Well, fuck yeah, we're going to be there. I'm going to drink your tequila. So Friday night, I had like 10 shots of tequila and a bunch of other drinks and stuff because, you know, I was being social. It's what I do. And so I was fucking around while we were setting up for the party on Saturday, and I was sweating like a stuck pig, which is really sexy. I took a shower before I got there. Anywho, so I wiped my brow with my arm, and being a smartass, I licked it. This is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You want to know what it tasted like? Fucking tequila. But now that I know that it works, so the downside is it tasted like that. The upside is knowing now that if I drink enough the night before, basically, that means that I have free booze the next day. I just got to sweat it out and I can just lick myself like a cat and I'll be drunk as fuck. And people will think you're drunk. They won't even think about it though. Well, he's drunk. And then realize you're licking yourself to get drunk, not you were, you know, drunk
first.
That's
not how it works. That's not how any of it works.
It might.
No.
It could. You never know.
No. Not in the least. You're wrong.
No. This is going to be fucking good. Yeah. So we've got, so yeah. Wow. We have super pretty pussies coming this weekend. Meow.
I know where my tongue's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Not on my fucking arm, I can tell you that much. Just saying. It would be considered a body shot. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Ew.
What?
That's just gross.
Why is that gross? think about this for a moment. Why is this girl? In what we do, we lick the parts of each other's body that we pee out of, and some people that you shit out of. Really, licking your arm from liquor is gross. Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are feet. People lick feet. You walk on your feet.
I always have socks on.
Well, I'm okay. Other than you, Polly Princess.
Socks. Do you like how I could do that?
I do. That was impressive.
That was impressive.
So other than you, people lick feet. I think that it's hard to say anything's gross in this lifestyle. I think this is a there's a definitional divide here.
Oh, I guess it could be considered closely to cum because cum is just salty snot, you know.
Right. So it's
sweat salty.
Right, or it could have liquor in it. Wouldn't cum be better if it was covered in liquor?
But I don't.
Wouldn't it be better if cum tasted like a rum chata?
But I think the alcohol content is gone.
If every time I jizzed in your mouth, it was like a Colorado bulldog. Versus salty snot, wouldn't that make it more enjoyable?
If you can make it sweet, awesome. Can you make your sweat sweet?
I'm just saying that if you have enough booze in it, follow the logic here. The thing is, you cannot look. I have pulled my penis out of a vagina at some point in time,
and it was
glazed, uh-huh. not like. Ooh, it's moist. It was glazed. It was like Dunkin' Donuts just run through the machine, drippy, drippy, glazed. And the person that came out of turned around and went and pulled that out like a chicken bone, like an eaten fucking...
Pussy is not salty, though.
That wasn't pussy that was being licked off my glazed dick. It was jizz. It was pussy jizz.
Cum-keela shot.
This is awesome. We're going to do that.
What? A tequila shot?
Since you're bringing tequila to the party, what we'll do...
You're not going to drink all of her tequila.
No. Just a couple shots. What we'll do is, I'll lick her inner thigh. We'll put salt on our inner thighs, like you don't say your hand, right? And slap a lime upon the other inner slot. What? Thigh. Yeah, and then be like, lick, slurp, suck. When I'm drunk, we're going to have a hell of a time with this. I'm going to apologize now.
You
at any point in time,
taste
if I
like
get...
chicken. You won't be able to get the rhythm right.
My fear is that when I get drunk, I'm going to salt some girl's pussy.
And that could burn if they have, like, just freshly shaven.
I would think it just would burn anyways. Could it be like a snail thing?
I don't know. I've never tried to put salt.
I mean, I wouldn't.
On my cooter.
Yeah, no, probably not. So, no salt in pussy. Well, I just mean, you know, you guys don't get unsalted nuts. I don't have that option. I wish I did. That would be awesome.
Unsalted.
I may actually have to help you have me shave this weekend. The problem with getting old and only one nut, my nut sack is all weird shaped. So, sometimes I miss spots. And I can only pull it out so far. And I'm chasing my... It's like a dog chasing their tail. And I'm chasing my nut sack around. Trying to shave and not fall in the shower.
No, it's that you're trusting me to shave you.
Matt, salt the pussy. Salt. Well, I mean, it's either you or the fucking, like, the dogs. I mean, who else am I going to... Where else am I going to go to have... I mean... If you fuck it up, I mean, you got to live with me. I trust you. I trust you to cut my hair.
Little faith.
I trust you to cut my hair. So
go to
a
salon and have them wax it.
Honey, I can't do that because I'll have a boner. Because you know how I am with nurses and hairstylists.
There's not hurt nurses.
No, but nurses and hairstylists. So, yeah, if I walk into hairstylist and whip my dick out, what exactly is going to happen? I'm going to get thrown out because somebody got jizzed in the eye and it was all whatever and they were supposed to be shaving and there wasn't anything sexual about it and blah, 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 blah. And we're all adults. Blah, 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 blah. Next thing I know, I got a restraining order. Blah, 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 blah. It is what it is.
Well, I used to. I got waxed for a little while before I was tired of being burned. And I come home and I was sopping wet.
Right. But
I don't know why.
You could have just said you had a leak. It's harder for a guy to do that.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry, I've sprung a leak. Just saying.
I will gladly shave you. It's a little forced right now, but I'll gladly shave you.
Well, let's hurry and find the dullest fucking razor we can. That would be
right?
Awesome.
Yeah, what could possibly... you don't want razor burn. Trust me. I've been there. You don't want that.
I don't even care if it's got a little hair on it, but I'm not the one eating it. I'm just trying to be nice in case. In case, because we don't ever go into assuming anything.
Yours are in blonde. Case, you can't see them anyway.
In case someone wants to put my ball in their mouth or get close to their mouth, I would hate for them to be tickled if they didn't want to be tickled. But no, it could be just...
Waxley said she had guys get hard-ons, and she just stayed professional.
Well, and that's awesome. And I would let her stay professional as I
pulled
it
off. But she would probably have to move the penis over to one side to put the strip down and to go...
The thing would be is when she'd go, sir, will you please quit stroking it while I move it over? That's where the problem is.
If we quit touching it, then I won't have this issue.
I'm not into pain.
No, I'm not either.
I mean, receiving.
Receiving.
You're
getting
just,
into dosing.
No, I'm just... I have allowed my young boy curiosity to sprout and blossom and become a better me and live the best me that I can live. And if the best me I can live includes calling you a dirty slut and slapping your ass, that's and you're okay with it, I'm okay with it, then we're just living our best lives.
Okay.
Seems kind of odd, but you know.
If you like calling ladies that, you find one that
no,
you can
I,
do that
I don't,
with.
I, not everybody. I mean, I don't want to just call some woman on the street. I don't want to just walk up to somebody. Oh, excuse me, ma'am, dirty slut. I don't want to, that's not as hot to me. It doesn't have the same effect. I mean, I
don't think you say it to me
say,
in a joking form or in a serious.
I was going to say, really? That's awesome. This is all going
no,
to the court.
No, you
documents.
Do it all jokingly.
Actually, okay, I'm going to be honest. This will be this, well. Here, this is going to be honest. So the other night when we were finishing up, because a lot of times you know, I have to finish my hand. It is what it is. I don't know why. And you're being all fucking, you know, doing your shit. Were you listening to me?
That was like several days ago.
Oh, trust me, that tells me you are listening to me. Yeah, because
no.
You would because under my breath I'm going fucking more. Be my little slut bag.
No,
slut.
I remember the slut bag.
I'm like, because, but I was saying it quietly because it's just, but in my own, you know. No, you're not into that, so I was just whispering it to myself.
Well, if it helps you,
it's
get
like
it
a
done.
Mantra. I was.
If
I,
it I, helps you get it done, I can do the trigger
I
stuff.
Will get wealth. I will get happiness. Dirty slut bag. I mean, it's just kind of, it's like a mantra thing. I just got to do that and.
I know how to help you get done.
And you know, the thing is, because, and I even said it, because, and I know, because you knew that you wanted to be a good girl and make that happen for me. I'm totally sending subliminal messages over the airwave right now. No. I'm like, I right now I'm trying to be Aquaman just seeing if I can. I had a lot of fun for this weekend. I really did. I'm excited.
To help you get off, all you have to do is say a person's name. You're like, ugh.
Okay, well, that's not totally true, but sort of, yes. Maybe.
I was throwing some names out.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, yes, you were. And they were fucking working. Like a
right?
Like a boss, like a charm. It was magical.
Cole can pull out the daddy talk.
Not very often. I stay pretty fucking...
Not to me.
I stay very, very... I'm professional when we have sex. That is wonderful. Thank you, honey. Keep up the great work. I try to be professional all the way through.
I'm at work listening to this. We saw you.
Perfect. Oh,
not
Lord.
That long ago.
The show's about to take a really wild turn, kids. Just saying. No, so it's just, you know, I mean, it is what it is. We just, you know.
See, there you go. You are such a good dog, son. Good girl, you naughty girl. You'll say good girl.
I do say good girl. Because in my mind, I'm going, fucking hoe bag. I mean, in my, I like to say part of it out loud and part
that's
of it inside.
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
You don't say much to me because I don't care.
I'm thinking it.
It doesn't
It's
do
running
it.
Across my fucking brain like a ticker tape.
I don't care if you say it. It just does nothing for me.
Yeah, but it's not as... When I'm saying it to you and I know it doesn't do anything, it just doesn't... It's more fun...
It doesn't mean the same.
It's more fun when you say it and you get a reaction. If you're just like, it's like, that doesn't... Yeah, not as much. No. Nope. So it's just, you know, yeah, just saying. Well, we're to the halfway point of the show already. Who'd have fucking thought? Absolutely.
Shit.
Wow, this is fucking awesome. Just saying. Yes, actually.
Wow.
Actually, here's something that's new that's getting ready to hit.
Well, okay, so for those that can't see, Shannon got hit because what I just said, you naughty, you good girl, you
naughty slut,
all that, he got a violation on Facebook.
Well, here's the thing. There's a new thing. I'm going to put an article on all of our pages about it, that there's organizations protesting and trying to get Meta to change their thing. They have a new AI program with the new bots. And it absolutely targets BDSM, kink, and swinging. It dubs that as bad and dangerous, and so they're running them through the communities, and it's going to fucking start fucking up and tagging swinger pages and groups. Because this AI program is saying that anything ENM is bad, that it's unhealthy, that it's dangerous. Same with kink. So,
we're so unhealthy.
Yeah, but that's, it's running... Let's try this out. That's it, girl. Go get them. So that's what's going to start to happen. They're getting ready to unleash this new set of bots, and it's really frightening because it's going to be kind of a game changer a little bit. So there's groups protesting that because it's a healthy.
Really, on a swinger page, I don't really talk about swinging as much, except you know the info pages will talk about you know where's a swinger club close to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the most part everybody refers to as lifestyle.
Yeah, it's
unless they're going to target that, which anything is a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's that's just it. It's but it's a fucked up mess. It's the
it's
new.
It's not unhealthy.
No, and that's just it. That's what these groups are protesting. It's like you're actually causing harm by putting that. But that's actually a very real thing. I'll post an article that there's the National Coalition of Sexual Freedom and Information is that you can sign saying to the metaverse to fucking change to take those bots down. So I should be posting that. Yeah, it's a really fucked up thing. Like, you know, right now there's a lot of shit.
Tell that to Christian Grey.
There's a lot of shit that's under attack. That's stupid shit. And it's like, you know. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up what's going on, and they're trying to protect us from shit that they don't need to protect us from. But it's very much a real threat. So,
interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even catch that part. Look at us getting skating ahead. Cough gigs butter. Wow.
He's sick. Sick.
I'm not sick. Sick. I just took a giant horse pill that will make me well like overnight. It's magical. It's like Harry Potter shit. And I'm
looked
completely
at the pills.
Available.
It gave him amoxicillin?
Amoxicillin.
I looked at the size. I said, holy shit, it's what's the milligrams on that? 250, 500. He goes, 875. I'm like, holy fuck.
So, yeah. So, it's going to knock this shit right out. So, we'll be good. We're all good.
So, the bad cough goes along with the fluid around his lungs because he's probably getting pneumonia.
I'm not getting pneumonia. Shut up. Panic button. Oh, my God. Here's what's most important. I'm not contagious at this point in time. I confirm that. With our doctor, I confirmed that. I'm not contagious. I mean, I may be gross, but I'm not contagious. So okay, so, in this house.
So, now my wife is coughing too, asshat.
Look, I'm just friendly. That's all I can say. My job is to make people, you know, be friendly and welcome. Welcoming, that's what I do. Welcome. Welcome. I welcome with open arms and,
extended tongue. Just saying. Anyway, so there we go. Yeah, so it's all good. Sharing is caring. That's exactly right. So, hey, don't forget to check us out on Full Swap Radio. You can check us out. You can check a lot of other good shows out on Full Swap Radio. Mm-hmm. You'll be seeing more coming soon. And a lot more of them are going to be some adult varieties. So we actually have some really good ones that have a great mix of lifestyle and the porn community. So it's going to be really cool. And we've got some we're going to be getting you on as guests in the next coming months as well. So, yeah. Yep, we were working on that, some of that today. So, absolutely. Seriously, this office is hot as fuck.
It's a little warm, but I have a sweatshirt on.
It was hot. Half the furnace is working again in the house.
I don't even want to go there.
Awesome. For those of you that have been following as well, we did get one of the three raccoons out of our house this last week. So that's also very, very good. We're very excited about that. If you'd like to have a pet, we'll be giving away raccoons as raffles at KWN. So don't forget to get yours in right away because everybody wants their own raccoon. Just saying. Anyways. Yeah.
So then you were telling about it on Friday night. Well, okay. So we'll back up a little bit because they had a.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we're not going to back up. We will recap. We didn't go over Friday night.
What was Friday night? Other than I was drunk as fuck.
I was not.
Oh. So now that's why, because you're all like, I remember that night. Well, go ahead. Why don't you tell that story?
Well, we had a pre-party.
We did.
And Were you there?
Oh, I was there. I was every fucking where.
Were you?
I was at the bar doing shots. I was at the tables doing shots.
Yeah, you did a lot of shots.
I did do a lot of shots. I was making friends. I made sure everybody felt welcome. It's what I do. In my country, we welcome with a shot. A shot. So I didn't have that many shots. I did make the mistake of going vodka, make it the cheap stuff. That was a horrible decision. Bad, bad, bad. But no, we had like, I think we actually had closer to like 70 people there.
Nah, they said 50,
but it was but no. Somewhere between 50 and 70.
Yeah.
60. We'll go with 60. That's right in the middle. Look at us compromising. Love you, sweetie. But no, that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of people. We were out at Moonshiners, karaoke and having fun.
You got up and sang.
I did, didn't I? Yes, I did. That's right, I did. Yep.
I did. You sure did.
Yep. I made out that night with somebody. Yep, sure did.
Wasn't me.
Well, we can do that anytime.
Been avoiding you because you have this head thing.
Allergies that extended. Yes, no. It's not that I don't like to make out with you when there's guests here, but we can do that anytime. It's kind of like, you know.
I'm picking on you.
No, you're not. I'm really, my feelings are super, super.
Apparently, you owe Ricky a shot.
Oh, well, absolutely. Okay. I'll do another one. Fuck yeah, let's go. Because I was doing tequila shots, and I did...
At the bar, yeah.
I did a root beer barrel, which is a form of a Jaeger bomb, and I did a couple Jaeger bombs.
I did one with you.
Yeah. I did a couple vodka shots.
One of their regulars.
Oh, yeah.
He comes up to me, it's probably been a month ago, and he's like, what's your name? You're so beautiful. Thank you. Aww. You know, I mean, he's an older man. So he was very sweet. And then this time he's like, you're so beautiful. I'm like, thank you. And he wouldn't let go of my hand. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
He thinks you're beautiful.
He goes, you're just so beautiful. And kept holding my hand. And then he kissed my hand. I'm trying to reach for a drink. And I'm like, okay.
See.
Yes, see, that's exactly who it was, Shane. And I just wasn't going to say see, his name.
And okay, and right now people going, they didn't get shots. Look, if you want, it's not hard to get shots with Cole. You just have to watch me. You have to study your prey and watch your prey. When Cole's up at the bar, that's a great time to hit him up for shit. Because Cole, about three shots in, Cole quits saying the word no.
Yeah.
He becomes a complete salesman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So you just got to time it. Timing is everything with me. Timing. But it was a lot of fun. There was a shit ton of people there. It was a good time. And the bar was hopping. It's such a fun, it's laid back. It's a great, I love the pre-parties. Sometimes the pre-parties are as much fun as the actual parties.
No, the parties will actually get out there and dance.
It's a great way to, when you put on the parties, the pre-parties, like, you're done. There's when the pre-party starts, there's no more, it's like an artist that doesn't know when to quit painting, it's like, they take it away. So at the pre-party, you're done, there's nothing else you can do. And so it forces you to, go from, party work mode to fun time mode. Mm-hmm. And that's relaxing. And that's where I love the pre-parties, I think, because that causes you to for me, it gets me going, now we're here to work. Now we're.
And a lot of their regulars weren't there.
No, so they had more space for us. You're a wonderful dancer.
Huh? I'm a fun dancer. I like dancing. I was in the mood early. Put a pole on it. What were we doing that I was just like, I am in the mood to dance. I'm going to dance it up.
The thing is when I was pounding you from behind. No, we didn't do that before. We didn't have time to do that shit. For a party.
We didn't have time to eat. You think we're going to have time to crank one out?
Maybe. Throws my days off. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was when they were setting up and Eddie was getting the music going.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, I am so in the mood to dance.
Yeah, yeah, I knew you were going to dance. Literally, I know you were going to be drunk and need to dance. Oh, see, we got more dancers. Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, I will have no problem dancing this weekend.
Yeah, I'll be dancing the whole time.
So he played.
Our first song.
Who sings that?
Wow.
Rat?
Is that all the more. What?
Who sings that?
The first song that we danced to ever?
Yeah.
Sure as fuck wasn't Rat, you clown. So. It was one of your bands.
That's true. Fuck.
Right Round.
Yeah, I don't remember who sings that.
Yeah, Right Round, baby, Right Round. Wasn't Rat. What? Good Lord. Anyway, she actually played, that was the very first song.
So he was talking to somebody. Alex has got it. Dead or alive. Okay, so you were Alex. Actually talking and I went... I'm sorry to interrupt, but this was our first time we ever danced to. Come on.
Wait, that's normally what I do to you.
Right.
I just come up, you'll be like, I've come up and grabbed you when you fucking are, trying to make out with somebody. I go, sorry, I got to take her and go dance with you. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Yep, that was the first. Yep, that was the very first song. And look what happened from there. And just like that night, I fucked you super late again. Because that night I fucked you about 4 in the fucking morning again.
Yeah, it was late. Yeah.
Oh my God, maybe you are pregnant. Are we having kids? Are we starting all over again?
Fuck no.
Okay, just checking. Thank God. I was going to say, let's rehome some puppies. Yeah, be careful with cupcakes. Yeah. Yeah, Shannon has known what happened when you get grabbed. Yeah.
You just stubborn. When you grab me, he got a cupcake shoved in his mouth.
The thing is
his mouth was open.
I think normally, in most situations, in a guy-girl situation, the roles are generally reversed what's supposed to be happening there.
What, shoving a cupcake in his mouth?
The guy's just looking for the girl to just have her mouth open. Oh. Really? we'll practice on all this week so we have it better down for next week.
Yeah. That was fun.
This could explain why you didn't get laid Saturday. You forgot how. Food goes here. You forgot what you were supposed to do. Actually, what's funny, every time people would come back from there, and I'd say, how's Amanda doing? Who's she fucking? Is she fucking anybody yet? I ask that every time. I'm like, no, I don't think she's fucking anybody.
No, I stayed in the one spot and stayed there. When I walked in,
because that's the spot that wasn't spinning.
I wasn't spinning. But I didn't have a key to get in anywhere either.
Bullshit. Really? You had keys to the other room that was in our name, and a front desk that had 20 rooms that were in our fucking names. You could have walked in and went, I'm drunk. Cole has the keys.
I was talking to her. I think she knew I was drunk. But that's
yeah, I'm pretty sure one of the other 20 rooms that were randomly in my name, you could have fucking went up and banged one out in if you wanted to. Yeah. You could have fucked right there on the breakfast nook table. We've had people do that before.
I fondled a dick.
Well, see, this is the first time hearing that. Whose dick did you fondle?
The one that kept lifting up his...
No, his...
I can't call it a skirt because it's not a skirt. And it wasn't a kilt.
It was his tunic.
Is that what they're called?
Sure, yes, it was his tunic. Well, you were trying to... You tried to nab it earlier, so that's good. Were you playing peekaboo with it? Peekaboo.
No, it wasn't peek-a-boo, hard either, so peek-a-boo. It was all good. No, he flashed it and I grabbed it. And I'm like, you're going to flash
well, it generally doesn't work if you scare it when you grab it. It's all about how you grab it. It's kind of like an old vending machine, like a cigarette machine. You got to, you know, if you grab it hard, like, yeah,
that's no.
Like, you know, then it just gets scared. No, you grab it, like, smooth, fondle.
No, I remember just fondling and kind of just softly touching it. Now, my softly touching might have been rougher. I don't really know.
And then she dug her nails straight into my cock, right, and I thought I was going to die.
I don't think so. He didn't bitch too much.
You had a hold of his dick. You usually don't bitch when somebody does that because you want to try to get it out of there alive.
That could be.
You could just fucked on the table. She could have with those shorts. Yes, if you haven't got a chance to see Miss Amanda's, if you're at one of our Halloween parties and you see Miss Amanda in her outfit, make sure that she drops down and does a squat in those shorts because you get to see her pussy hanging out on both sides there. It's very, very interesting. I put in a request for that to be the new dress code here at CASBA headquarters. And so far I've not heard on that. But all I heard was, if you can get a pair of shorts that'll fit you. And I was like, well, wait a minute. That doesn't seem right. Because I was only having one knot, it wouldn't be even on one side.
No, it'd just hang off to one side.
It would just look like I had like a string in the wrong spot. Not a string. What am I thinking? Like a ball.
Yeah, don't say
a string. Not a string. No, like a. It's really funny in my brain. Anyways, and a punching bag. It'd be a punching. Not a punch. That's a horrible thing. Not a punching bag. Forget that. Don't anybody look at my dick and think punching bag.
No, when I got back to the...
A gauntlet.
We could have gotten you a room. A room was the last thing on my mind. I didn't even...
You should have... I'm telling you, in those shorts, if you'd have just laid down on the table and went, I'm breakfast! I'd have come home and you'd have been a buffet. I know how that works. Been there, seen that before. A Chinese dumpling offsides. Yeah, it would just... It would pinch it weird.
He got blur-checked a few times.
Wow.
Because it was blurred.
That's okay, that's pretty fucking...
That's funny. That's,
you know, and the thing is that I'm glad I didn't get drunk. Well, I kind of was drunk. I was tipsy Saturday.
Okay.
I didn't have enough time to lick myself. Thank you, Vera Week. Anyways, so that costume would have fucked with me. Because as I would have got, if I'd been really drunk, I'd had it, my brain could not have handled. It just couldn't handle it. Quite honestly, my brain just couldn't. My brain starts having trouble comprehending lots of stuff at some point in time. I do know this. What?
Right is all I said. Go on.
I do know this. I know that. This is the thought that went through my mind when I was cleaning up. Because I got everybody else went to the hotel, and I was just picking up the garbage, right? And all of a sudden, I had this flashback to when I was in college, and we were all really fucking drunk at this house party. I mean, drunk, stupid, you know, stupid, drunk, broke college kids. And we were going around finishing everybody's empties. Because all the swigs and stuff. And I started picking these cans up, and I just started laughing hysterically. Like, if somebody would have walked in, they'd have been like, he's lost his mind. I'm looking at these empties, laughing hysterically because somebody had Milwaukee's best. I don't know who had Milwaukee's best. I got to find you because I would have had a beer with you because I haven't had one of those in fucking 30 plus years. And I saw one and that's the one that made me just, all of a sudden I totally was back in college. It was like, I just was dying hysterically. Now, just... For clarification purposes here, I did not drink any of the half empties, nor did I go out and pick up any cigarettes and smoke half the cigarette butts either. I thought about that also, but I did not do any of those things. I did pick up a cookie and take a bite of a cookie, only to realize that there had been a bite on the... Well, it was on the cookie tray.
Oh.
It was on the cookie tray, only to realize as I took a bite out that the cookie looked weird, and I took my bite and looked at the other side of the cookie, so I'm going to take a bite out and put it down. And I didn't see that when I just grabbed the cookie.
Who does that?
Well, me, because I put that cookie down, then I had two bites out of it. So, but I, you know, I didn't finish eating that cookie, just saying. It was a very good cookie. But I was also hungry because all I had eaten was 17 pounds of Jell-O and a sandwich.
The sandwich,
hours before. Seriously, the Jell-O shots, this is an important thing to note here. Because there's going to be lots of fucking shit talked about this Jell-O shot thing for a while, as well it should be. And we have a contest, future contest coming with us, just FYI. It was only the red ones.
That you couldn't get out of there?
That were like smicking.
They were stuck.
Now, Angela, but she was cleaning them out like a motherfucker.
Really?
Give that girl's tongue up.
Okay.
I definitely wish my dick was a Jell-O shot. Anyways, but the other ones, like the green ones, Lucky Charm that all day long.
The goddess or the nurse?
The goddess.
Gotcha.
And actually both. Both Angela's, the nurse and the goddess, were both fucking naked sucking them out. But the goddess, she attacked those. Once the contest started, once we started talking shit, right? Mm-hmm. See, this is the challenge. Once she started talking shit, then she like ramped up into like super tongue level. And then I was flustered, and we know what happens when I get flustered. It's like trying to unwrap a condom when I'm flustered. It's a monkey fucking a football. And it's all like fucking, well, it's the same type of thing, trying to do Jell-O shots. And I had my beard and all of it. That looked like I was just taking a whirl and smear on my face. But it was only the red ones. The green ones, man, Lucky Charms. The other color would suck them out like they owed me money. But the red ones.
You suck?
I suck that night. But the red ones, even towards the end when they'd been set out and like were a little more runny, I still was like, what in the flying fuck? It's like my tongue went in there and went, ah, and I forgot what to do with it. I'm trying to move it. I literally, God's honest truth, almost gagged myself on a Jell-O shot.
You're intimidated by the red ones.
I was that night.
You couldn't get it to work.
Apparently, I needed Viagra for my tongue. The estrogen in my tongue was obviously not too high because the chicks were going, oh, I'm popping out in no time. But I kind of have a bruise on my tongue from all the tongue licking. So I did try so hard to clean out the coat. I did. Then I became like a little kid. I wanted to make everybody proud. I'm like, look how much better I did this time. And I seriously, it was like became this huge thing to me.
Is that why you had so many?
Yes. Yes. Because every time I would do a different color one, I was all like, see, look, fuck you all. The girls would grab red ones and be like, and pop these fuckers out. And I'm like, okay.
What color did I get?
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you girls with the red just went fucking ape shit, and you guys all went cat tongue. So there must have been spikes and cleaned it out, and yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and all I know was, and I kept trying, and seriously, at one point in time, I had to quit because I'm like, I am so full of Jell-O. I'm just like, God, good God. I was Jell-O-logged. I swear I would have started to sweat Jell-O. I don't know how many shots that Grant and Angela brought, Jell-O shots they brought. But fuck you, because I had half of them, I'm saying.
They're always bringing Jell-O shots.
Oh, my God. Now, I think all the girls did admit they each got at least one red one they had a little bit of trouble with. So the red was harder, so it wasn't just me, just saying.
I only did one.
Did I just
do one Jell-O shot?
I really wasn't focusing on you too much at that point. I couldn't keep track of you. You would be there, and like, somebody would be like, either. Where's Amanda? I'm like, and I would look, and I couldn't find you. And with your wig, I couldn't find you. And then I'd be like,
well,
nope,
that only lasted until I got flipped. And once I got flipped, I knew it was going to fall off.
If we're going to do this again this weekend at this party, I'm tying a balloon to your ass. Because seriously, I couldn't keep track of you for nothing. Not that I need to. I mean, this is nice. It's not that I need to. It's like, okay, you know, no one's going to run off with you. But I mean, they'll bring you back if they do. But it's just like, okay. But seriously, I didn't know where you were. And normally, I'm the one that's moving all over. But I found a happy little perch, and I stayed there. And jelloed myself silly. There was enough Jell-O shots, I swear to God, I could have smeared it on the floor and slid across the floor with so much Jell-O. I'm actually surprised I didn't fall and bust my ass in my cowboy boots and Jell-O. Just saying. So, Yeah. It was like Thanksgiving, and the only thing you wanted to eat was the Jell-O. They were good, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. But, yeah. Somebody else had Jell-O shots on the other side of the room, because I found a bunch of Jell-O shots over there, when I was cleaning up, but I didn't get over there to take any of those. Seems like I had one. Somebody, I had, thanks again to Mo for turning on other people to do the vodka, the spicy fucking vodka shit. That was horrible. And I had a few stops where I hadn't got a shot. Not like you were. You were in your own private round the world party. What are you drinking this weekend? Now, I ask you this question for a reason. Because you like to make fun of anytime I say, hey, I'm not going to drink a lot, how I can just get trained or drunk. You said to me last Saturday, because you drank too much Friday than you wanted to, and you go, I maybe have one drink.
Okay, let's back up. Because Friday, I had two drinks and a shot with you, and that was it.
Right.
To make it sound like I was the lush Friday night and said, no, I was the lush drink. Friday. Okay.
But you said I wasn't going to drink Saturday, so you pulled the coal. So you're saying here right now, you're not going to drink much Saturday. So that means I'm going to be pouring her into the room.
I'm not going to calculate it. There we go. Is that a better answer?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. We'll have a report for you next week on this whole shenanigans and what happens with this, which is actually time to go.
Yeah, so, no, it is.
So, all right. Well, we talked about absolutely nothing. I hope you enjoyed our complete babble and bullshit. We talked about a party. Do you feel like you're more knowledgeable of the party now? Do you feel better informed about your event? Like you learned something?
No, I'm pretty sure I'm missing part of it.
Probably not. Okay. I'm staying home till KW. No, you're not. All right. Well, with that being said, kids, shout out to our sponsors, ASN Lifestyle Magazine. 3 million readers can't be wrong. Make it a habit to read your edition each and every month. Motor Bunny, trusted name in sex toys. Go to motorbunny.com. Get $50 off. And smokinmeatsbbqtreats.com, smokinmeatsbbqtreats.com. Get all six of their flavors. Make sure you use CASBA15, your 15% discount. And finally, don't forget also, safety. You saw them at our smart tables, our safe tables, and we have them everywhere. My Cup Condoms. Don't become a victim. MyCupCondoms.com. It's not...
Awesome. I know, I can hear it.
Awesome.
Lovely, nummy, delicious. Nummy.
All right, with that being said, kids, we love you all. Don't forget to go buy your crazy Winter Nights tickets. You can be a vendor, you can be a participant, you can be all of the above. You go to crazycasba.com and get yours today. You can follow us on Twitter at TruthCrazy, as well as at Miss Amanda Casba. You can also find her on OnlyFans at Miss Amanda Casba. I see a theme with that.
Huh, I wonder what.
Showing your pussy at MissAmanda.com.
That was Ned. But that's
Ned, yeah, well, yeah. But you can also take and send us emails at crazy.casba@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. With that being said, doing the only way I want to, the only way I will, and the only way I... What? Doing it the only way I want to, the only way I can, and the only way I ever fucking will... Casba style.
What are you looking at me for? You should know. Because
I forgot my own shit. Bye. I wrote this motherfucker.